Jeff, in talking with Coach Kubiak this morning, what were your biggest takeaways as far as where he's at in his offseason?
Well, first of all, Gary Kubiak's in a bit of a precarious situation. It's not always easy to be a coach trying to talk about moves that you can't really discuss at this point. And I think in this league, the mentality that we have right now, and we want it now, we want to know exactly what the team is going to look like come a few months from now, it's not necessarily, it doesn't matter, right? And I think that you got a lot of coaches in that room today, whether it's Hugh Jackson talking about his quarterback situation, whether Todd Bowles with the New York Jets talking about the fact they haven't locked up Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I think that he had a good line. Todd Bowles said, essentially, everybody has the right to be stubborn this time of year. Things are ultimately going to get done. I'm sure there's a little bit of anxiety as it pertains to the Broncos quarterback situation, but ultimately, there's going to be somebody under center, and I don't think that somebody is going to be Mark Sanchez come week one.
The Broncos haven't made too many front office moves yet, but do you see anything on the horizon? It feels like there could be some big moves ahead.
No, but this is a Super Bowl winning team, and I think that's the part. I understand that they lose Malik Jackson. That was a key piece to that defense this past year. But this is a team that won the Super Bowl for a reason. And by the way, they did it with a quarterback who was not necessarily at the top of his game. So I'm a big believer that just because you don't win free agency, I mean, this is the team that is just a few months removed from, or not even a few months removed from a parade in Denver. And I think that's hugely important to remember, that usually the teams that are most relevant in March and April are not the teams that are most relevant in December and January and early February. And I think that is the thing that Broncos fans, of course, will likely remember and have trust in John Elway. He's done a good job so far. I think he'll continue to do the same.
As we move towards free agency and the end of the draft, where do you think that things are headed for the Broncos as far as moves still to be made?
Well, I mean, look, ultimately, they got to get the quarterback thing resolved eventually. And whether they do that ultimately through the draft or a trade for Colin Kaepernick or wind up picking Ryan Fitzpatrick up, if that doesn't work out with the Jets, which I think it ultimately will. But, this is a team that, again, when you have the foundation, when you have the nucleus, you can add those pieces when it comes to depth. And I think that's what the Broncos are focused on right now, making sure that you continue to hit on the draft, continue to build in the trenches, make sure that you've got whatever quarterback is in there protected, and they're going to do just that. They're going to figure it out.